My name is Jeremy Devins, and welcome to the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, episode 143, a meditation for working with the root chakra. So it's a guided meditation. You can be sitting or laying down for this, and I'll be guiding us through awareness of the first or root energy center of the body. The chakras are a sort of map of human consciousness. It's a system laid out all the way back in the Upanishads, one of the source texts of yoga over 2,000 years ago. And it's just a way of understanding the body. It's been evolved and taken many different paths and been informed by Tantra. And there's five chakras, there's hundreds of chakras, but seven is the most commonly recognized. And I've been fortunate to study with Anadeya Judith, who's written lots of great books on this. So if you're feeling out of balance in some way, maybe insecure, worried about finances, health, security, these foundational things, which a lot of people are facing right now in 2020, those are root chakra issues. Security, stability, home, foundation, family, the foundation of who we are. And physically, that's at the base of the spine. So there's the organs of elimination. And sometimes we hold a lot of tension there, right? So you might not even be aware of it. And there's a lot of phrases in our language about, you know, having a sort of stick up our butts and being very uptight in this sort of way, holding tension, being a tight ass, right? So it's like this sort of gripping on that can happen. But really underneath that is a fear and insecurity. And a sort of maybe expecting security from places we can't actually get it, like our home or our job or even our health, because that's all going to change over time. So working with the root chakra teaches us to find a sense of inner security and stability that is unshakable, that cannot be given to us by anything external and cannot be taken by anything external. And all throughout the external world, lots of things are trying to promise us security and stability and a sense of family and connection and all of these root chakra basic survival needs. And Maslow's hierarchy of needs, this would be at the bottom, the base food, shelter, security. And we all need those things to function well, right? If we don't have those things, it's very difficult to even access the prefrontal cortex. So if you're listening to this podcast and have even the time to listen to this podcast, you've probably got some of your basic needs met, but there might be imbalances. And when you're working with peers, friends, family members, and you notice this insecurity, this fear, this anxiety, this worry coming up, you can have a little more compassion for it. So as we work through these things in ourselves and become aware of them, and we're never fully done. It's like not like we're just, okay, I did a meditation, now I never have to worry about feeling insecure or any of these things. But we have this sort of self-compassion to understand like, oh, okay, I noticed that I was tensing up about this issue. I noticed I was holding this fear, this worry, this insecurity. And we developed this sort of compassion for ourselves of like, oh, wow, it's interesting that I would respond in that way. And what do I need to hear? What do I need to give myself to help feel more at ease and to find an inner sense of security? And I always love to go back to Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, because he was in one of the worst possible human situations of all time in the Holocaust and found that there's nothing that he could do about external circumstances in that situation, but he could always choose how to respond to it. And that's the sort of security and stability that can't be taken away. So we always get to choose how to respond to situations. We get to choose what we want to spend our money on, how we want to spend our time, what people we're with, what our environment. To some degree, right? Maybe we're born in very difficult circumstances, political issues, socioeconomical environments. But we get to choose, now we know, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I am. So how do I want to respond to it? And that's a sense of inner security and stability that I always get to choose how to respond, that nobody can take away. So I'll explore some of these concepts and ways of working with the root chakra, the elements, the colors, all the things associated with it. So if you want to increase this energy in your life, you'll have tools for that. Or maybe you're feeling too much emphasis on security and there's a fear of risk, fear of taking risks or being seen. And that's also a form of insecurity. Right, and it's okay. We all have these things. So we'll have ways of working with excess and deficiency to find balance. And that's what we're always doing with the chakra system. The word chakra means wheel. And the idea is that this wheel is spinning at a nice steady rhythm and rate with all the other six chakras of the body. Of course, there are different theories of how many chakras there are, but I go by the seven. And I've been fortunate to work with Anadia Judith, who's written many great books about the chakras, and actually have a certification from her. So I teach about chakras quite a bit in my teacher training and in my membership. But today, just focusing on the root chakra, because it's so important and foundational to all the others, and our sense of security and safety, which a lot of people are challenged with right now. So I hope this gives you something to work with and some perspective and some insight into your own root chakra energy, and maybe gives you some tools to help find more balance in these areas of your life. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend and check out quietmind.yoga, where I have a bunch of free offers, things you can sign up for, and join the email list. I'm sending out special offers and discounts all the time on there. Quietmind.yoga is where you can keep up with me. And thank you for listening and enjoy your practice. So let's start our practice, just finding a comfortable seated posture or laying down if you want to lay down, and just getting comfortable and making any little adjustments you need to settle in. Start to take some slower, deeper breaths down into your lower belly. So today we'll focus on the root chakra, the base of the spine. And all of the chakras are along the spine and related to different nerve bundles, different glands, different mantras, mudras, colors. Right? So there's an association with each chakra, and the word chakra means wheel or disc. And the sort of metaphor is that there's a spinning wheel of energy each of these areas of the body. And for the root, it's at the base of the spine. It's the color red. And all of these wheels can be spinning at a good pace and balance with each other, or some can be excessive or deficient. So we want to, in general, find more balance and not be excessively overactive in one area or deficient in another area. So throughout our practice today, we'll focus on the base of the spine, the legs, the feet. Can imagine the color red at the base of your spine. The seven chakras are correlated to the seven colors of the rainbow. Starting with red, the first visible color that we can see in light spectrum. So red is for the root chakra, the base of the spine. The Sanskrit word is muladhara, which means root. And you can even imagine that there's like roots growing down from the base of your spine to the floor, into the earth. embodying the earth element, stability, the earth is slow and dense compared to maybe other elements, but the earth element is more of a slow, dense, heavy kind of energy. And when this energy is balanced, we feel a sense of security, stability, structure, safety, a sense of family and tribe connection, and sort of origins of where we come from. Trusting that you are here on earth for a reason. The mantra of the root is I am. Sense of healthy ego and identity of like who I am, why I'm here. It's okay for me to be here and take up space, to be big, to have a voice, to have an expression. All the other chakras come from stemming from these roots, this foundation. When this energy is deficient, then we might feel fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity. It's normal to happen when there's big sudden changes or losses that sort of shake our foundation. But part of what we're practicing in meditation is being able to find the observer awareness that notices those ups and downs, those changes. And it's okay to feel fear. It's okay to feel confused or lost at times. But if we start to feel lost in it or lost in the fear or worry or insecurity, we can come back to the witnessing awareness, observing our experience. And know that that experience will change because everything's always changing. And we can come back to feeling their sense of rootedness. In any moment, just feeling the connection to the ground, the pull of gravity. And for the next few breaths, just let your body become heavier and denser, more like earth element. It's like dead weight, like no effort. the roots of a tree are 2 to 3 times as deep and wide and long and take up as much space, about 2 to 3 times as much as the canopy of a tree. So imagining all the places that you reach out and branch out and projects and tasks and interests. But the roots and the foundation, your centeredness, your groundedness is even bigger than that, even deeper into the earth, more grounded, more rooted. Twice or three times as much as you are out into your life. And in our breathing, we can explore this energy by pausing after the end of the exhales. Sometimes that can bring up fear and the uncertainty and insecurity of the imbalanced root chakra. Just by pausing after the exhale, you might feel some anxiety or fear rise up. So we'll do that a few times and just notice that feeling that arises, but also notice the feeling of relief that comes knowing that there will be an inhale and more energy and life will come with each breath. But there's also a letting go with each breath, and that pause after the exhale gives us practice in letting go and trusting the process of expansion and contraction. And if that feels pretty easy for you, you can extend the pause a little longer, maybe 3 or 4 seconds pausing after the exhale. Now we'll just come back to a normal breath. And the seed mantra or Sanskrit mantra for the root chakra is Lam. So we can
Mentally chant the mantra Lam as we keep our attention at the base of the spine. And then we'll let go of the mantra Lam, the seed mantra, and focus on the base of the spine and the root lock, or Mula Bandha. Bandha means bind or lock, and Mula is root. So this is like if you have to go to the bathroom and you hold it in, or if you are going to the bathroom and then you hold it in and pause. The same muscles, the pelvic floor muscles, contract. And we'll do that with the inhale. So you'll inhale, contracting the pelvic floor muscles. That's the root lock. And then with your exhales, you'll just let that go as you exhale, letting go of effort. So do that a couple of times of inhaling and contracting the pelvic floor muscles, the root lock. And with your exhales, letting it go. So do that a couple more times at your own pace. And then we'll let go of the root lock. So one of the intentions of that is to contain energy. And especially if we have issues with maybe excessive root chakra being overly controlling or maybe overly insecure, too deficient, this can help bring balance, bringing awareness to this area. And for the next couple minutes, we'll just be in stillness and silence, visualizing the color red from the base of your spine, down your legs, into your feet. Now we'll start to close our practice, making small movements of your fingers and toes, arms and legs. Taking this sense of security, stability, groundedness, purpose, I am-ness into the rest of our day, and start to come into a position where we can bring our hands to the heart, to bow the mind to the heart, and to each other. Thank you for practicing today. Namaste.